Hello.
This is Mark once again, sir. I'm extremely sorry. I forget to give you the cancellation number. Could you just get a fresh piece of paper and a pen so you can write down the cancellation number?
Hang on a sec.
All right.
Okay.
Your cancellation number is 097.
Yeah.
Now, what you need to do, sir, once we hang up the call, once we assign you with the queue, once you hear the beep sound, then and there you need to start dialing this telephone number, okay? The 0345 number. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So
what's this 097 number?
It's your cancellation number, okay? Once the headquarter will ask you about your cancellation number, just give them this number, 097, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'm just assigning you with the queue. Once you hear the beep sound, just start dialing the telephone number, okay?
Well, the big number.
The telephone number, which is given on the back of the debit card. The 0345 number.
Yeah.
The telephone number, okay?
As soon as I hear the beep.
Yes. Now I'm just assigning you the queue. You're going to hear the beep. Here we go. Hello?
Yeah.
So this is Mark. Now, once we assign you the queue, you need to understand, sir, once we assign you the queue, once you hear the beep sound, you need to start dialing the telephone number, which
I'll
is given
start,
on
just,
the
back. I've just dialed all that.
You need to start dialing once again, okay, the telephone number from your dial pad, okay, from, I do believe you're speaking over your landline.
Yeah.
And you
okay,
can see
well,
there.
I'll do it again when the beep goes.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Are you there? Hello?
Thank you for calling Barclays Customer Service. You're speaking with Don. How can I help you today?
I've just had strange calls from somebody who says they're part of Barclays about two amounts of cash which are trying to be extended out of my account. I've been given a cancellation number and an 0345-7345-345 number. What's going on?
When have you received the call, sir? When did you receive the call, sir? Hello?
Yeah.
When have you received the call, sir?
Sorry, I can hardly hear you. What did you say?
When have you received the call? Like, was it today?
Yes, it's about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Now, sir, I would be happy to help you out. Could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
My first and last name is David Penfold.
David?
David Penfold.
How do you spell your last name?
P-E-N-F-O-L-D.
Okay. Now, David, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account holder?
30th of March, 1936.
Okay. Now, David, could you please help me out with your 16-digit debit card number in which the charges have been taken place?
How do I know your Barclays?
Well, so how did you get this number from, like?
Well, I got it from somebody called Mark Robbins, who sent me a cancellation number and told me to dial this Barclays number after a tone, which I've done.
No worries. Now, can you just, do you have your card along with you? Like, I'll show you the number, which you, if you
I have my card. I have my card in front of me, yes.
Just flip your card. Do you see there's a customer inquiry number that's given on the back of the card, sir, David?
Yeah.
I hope you've called that number that's on the back of the card. Am I correct?
0345-7345-345.
Exactly. That's the number that's given on the back of the card, and you have been connected with the Barclays anti-fraud team calling that number. So you have to be rest assured that you are speaking with your own Barclays headquarters. Do you get my point, David?
Well, I hope I am, because I'm very, very worried when you're talking about transferring nearly £1,000.
Exactly. Now, David, if you don't trust us, what you can do is you can call the number once again. You will be rest assured that you are speaking with the right organization or not. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, David, what I would be doing is I would be assigning you with a queue. I hope you are, I am talking to you on your landline phone. Am
yes,
I correct?
You are.
Exactly. So, what you need to do is I will be assigning you with a queue. Once you hear a queue sound, just start dialing up the numbers straight away so that you get connected with the anti-fraud team and ask them that you would like to speak with an officer who can help you out with it, okay?
Okay.
Exactly. So bye for now, David. You have a lovely day. Speak to you
soon.
Bye.
Welcome to Barclaycard. To report your card lost or stolen, press 1. For general servicing or anything else, please press 2. If you're calling to use the automated telephone banking service, press 1. For anything else, please press 2. If you've already tried to solve your query using our messaging service, press 1. If you have our app, why not try our messaging service? Just log in, tap Help, scroll down to the bottom and select Message Us. Simply type in your query and one of our team will help. It's not a live chat service, so we may not respond immediately. To save you waiting, turn on push notifications in your app and we'll send you a message when we reply. Through our messaging service, we can help you transfer money, make payments, provide account information, and much more. If you prefer to message us, just hang up now and log into your Barclays app. Or, please hold to speak to someone. Whilst we are connecting your call to our team, there may be a brief period of silence. Please continue to hold. Hi. Welcome to Barclaycard. Please say, or enter your credit card number.
4659-0246.
Please say in a few words what you're calling about today. For example, you could say, I want the balance of my current account, or I want to check what's gone out of my account recently.
I want to speak to a security officer because I've been called from Barclays about two apparent lots of cash which is supposed to be going out of my account. I know nothing about it, and I'm getting worried, and I need to speak to somebody else.
Sorry, can you say in a few words what you're calling about today? For example, you could say, I want the balance of my current account, or I want to check what's gone out of my account recently.
I want to stop two non-existent extractions from my account. I'm worried.
Are you calling to stop something?
Yes.
Can you say what you want to stop?
987 pounds being transferred to Western Union. I know nothing about it.
you've been connected with the fraud prevention team. My name is Robert Reed. How can I help you today, sir?
I had a call 10 minutes ago from somebody named Mark Robbins, reputedly from Barclays, to say that they are concerned about two amounts of money. One is £8.99 to Prime, but one is £987 to Western Union being extracted from my account. I know nothing about the second one. I understand the Prime one, but not the Western Union one.
Okay, well, I would be happy to help you out, sir. Before proceeding further, could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
Yes, David Penfold.
How do you spell your last name, sir?
P-E-N-F-O-L-D.
Okay. Sir, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account holder?
Yes, the 30th of the 3rd, 1936.
Okay. Can I put your call on hold, David, and pull up your details and see what's going on?
Okay.
Right, just hold the line for a moment, please. Thank you for holding the line, David.
Yep.
Right now, I have pulled up your account details. It's in front of me. On today's date, that is 16th of January, 2024, I can see there is a payment that's going through from your account, basically, and that's for £987. Are you responding regarding this charge, Mr. Penfold?
I know nothing of that figure whatsoever.
You have no knowledge about it.
No knowledge at all.
Fraud payment on your account, is it?
Pardon?
Is it a fraud payment? Like, is it something which is unauthorized?
Totally. I know nothing about it at all.
Oh, you've no knowledge about it. No. And David, on today's date, I can see there's one more payment. That is for £8.99. Like, that was made on Amazon.
Well, I pay that regularly to, that is the Prime account from... one of the big sales companies. That's no, the Prime one is not a worry. The Western Union one, I know nothing about at all.
Oh, okay. Now, David, just give me a moment, please. I'll just go ahead and put a red flag on this transfer for £987.
Yes.
Immediately. Okay, give me a moment, please. I'll just go ahead and put a red flag on it. Right. Now, thank you for holding the line, David. Now, just go on ahead and put a red flag on this transfer for £987.
Yep.
Now, this is showing us unauthorized charges on your account. Now, David, I would like to ask you something. Like, tell me to the best of your memory, when was the last time you've used your card in a commercial place? Like at the gas station, at a grocery store, at a departmental store, or anywhere in
public? I used it about an hour and a half ago at Stratford Garden Centre.
Was it online banking?
No, this was a purchase about an hour ago.
Oh, that was physically at the store, right, David?
Pardon?
That was done physically at a store.
That was £12 something to Stratford Garden Centre. That was an hour ago.
No, was it online or was it offline?
No, it was offline. I was in the store and I paid it there.
Exactly. Now, David, while you were using your card at the store, have you noticed, like, someone was standing behind you, beside you, trying to, you know, look at your card information or something unusual which you felt at the store?
You didn't notice anything, no.
You haven't noticed anything?
No.
Okay, and do you suspect anyone by any chance, David, who's doing this on your behalf, basically?
Yeah, it's a long history, but... several years ago, I paid £250 on two different occasions around the time that Bitcoin was being talked about highly. Now, recently, I've been having telephone calls from a company who claim that they are trying to check some money on my behalf. and I've always been a bit worried about it. But I'm also getting some emails from a company called Bitcoin, I think it is. I deposited £250 twice some time ago into a Bitcoin offer. One of the companies are based in Belgium. I don't know their name. I'm just trying to see if I can get it on my email. See if I can trace it back. And this particular company was sending me an email saying they were trying to track down where this money came from, and they were going to ask for 3% commission. Now, whether £987 represents 3% commission and there's an awful lot of other money around, I don't know.
And I understand that. Not a problem.
Yeah, and because all this happened, I think it was in 2009 or 2019, I deleted from my computer any information that I'd sent to these people completely. So I've got nothing to track it by.
Not a problem, David, no worries. Now, David, basically at this moment, you know, do you suspect anyone by any chance who's doing this on your behalf, basically?
Well, I'm just going back through my
online banking.
Well, no, I couldn't trace it there. I'm just going back to see if I can find the last copy of this email that I had. And it had somebody's name on it. And yet I know he appears to work for a company based in Belgium. If only I could get the name of it. And this worries me terribly because, I don't have that sort of money to play with.
I understand that, David. I'm not concerned.
Well, you can tell that by my account. Oh, golly, where is it? It's a long way back. I can't remember the date. Just be patient with me. I'm going back slowly. I'm wondering if I printed this off. I think I might have done. The trouble is now I'm nearly 90 and my memory's terrible.
Okay. Now, David, are you on your, are you using your laptop or is it your mobile phone you're looking it up?
At the moment, I'm looking it up on my iPad. I'm trying to look it up on my iPad. I'm sure I printed this document off, and I'm trying to find a copy of the document. I've got so much loose paper on my desk, I can't find it.
Okay, at presently, David, you told me that you're looking at your computer, right?
Well, I've got an iPad, yes, a large
iPad.
Yeah. I'm sure I didn't delete it. It's just a case of finding it. I've got back to December. It might be before then. In fact, I'm sure it probably was.
Oh, okay. Now, David, if you can just look at the past statements, you know, for the past 6 or 7 days, you know, for a week, do you see any transactions which you have not made and it's appearing on the bank statement, David?
Let me
check your transaction.
Let me go into online banking.
Yeah, you're just logging into your account, please.
Code numbers drive me mad.
And David, are you all by yourself?
Well, right, I'm just about to open my account. I've got it open.
Okay.
Right. The last transaction was at Stratford Garden Centre for £12.70, and the one before that was a parking charge of £1.50.
Okay. Now, and David, what's the closing balance you see there?
2139.56.
Okay. And David, apart from this account, do you see any other accounts in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, just check the second account.
I'm looking at my account in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just look at the second account.
The second
the balance account. How many accounts do you see there, David?
Well, I've only got one.
You only have one account.
Well, I've got a standard banking account, and I've got a Barclaycard account.
Okay, like the debit account, right? Standing
yeah.
Barclay, just check that standing Barclay one.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the balance you see on that account, David?
£2139.56.
And the second account is your Barclays credit card. Am I correct, David?
That's my debit account, that one. But I've also got a Barclaycard account, which is £970 overdrawn.
And what's the balance you see there?
970. Now what's
overdrawn?
Yeah. Now what's this figure that we're talking about? Wasn't that 970?
No, it's
987,
David.
Oh. Well, my Platinum Visa account is 970 overdrawn.
No. Now, David, apart from Barclays, are you banking with any of the banks except us?
I've got an old account, but I don't use it anymore with Halifax, but I haven't used that for years.
Okay. And apart from Halifax and Barclays, are you banking with any of the banks, David?
No.
Okay. Now, basically, David, do you have a mobile phone at your place, like a cell phone?
I have got a mobile phone, yes.
Like, is it an Apple iPhone or is it an Android phone?
It's an Android.
And do you get text messages on your phone, David?
You'll get some messages.
Okay. Now, basically, David, at this moment, what we have found is that this card that you have with Barclays is being, which has been compromised. Like, someone has got your credentials, and that's the reason, something like this is taking place. So,
yeah.
Would you like to cancel this card and get a new one for yourself? Or would you like to use the same old card that's been compromised, David?
No, I want a new one.
You want a new one, right. Now, David, can you just confirm me with your card number so that we can just go ahead and cancel your card immediately so that there are no fraud charges that are coming up on your account, David?
Yes, the 12 bills, the 16-digit number
exactly.
is 4659-0246-2507.
Mm-hmm.
5037.
Okay. And the expiration date on the card, David?
11/27.
Okay. And set the card, you will see a 3-digit number that's on the back of the card, David.
539.
Now, David, can you just log out of your online banking, please? Just log
There's only one thing that worries me, and that's that
yes.
Why did I get a... Sorry to sound very, very suspicious, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know that you are who you say you are because I had to wait for a tone before I could dial the number on the back of the card.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded rather strange.
Well, David, see, I am here to help you out and get it all solved because you called up on the number that was on the back of the card and you must have told that to, on the auto ring, basically, when you were speaking with an agent. You must have told that, you would like to speak with an officer, that something unusual is taking place for that reason, David. Right.
Yeah.
Now, David, for the next 24 hours, you are not allowed to log in into your online banking since your account is being compromised at this moment. So we cannot take a risk at this present moment. So for the next 24 hours, don't try to log in into your account.
Okay.
Do you get my points, David? Right. Now, David, basically, on the overdrawn portion, where you see there, like, what's the available credit on your credit card, on your Barclays?
On my Barclays card?
Yes, on your credit card. What's the limit you see there,
I'll put it down and now I can't find it. Hang on.
No issue.
It's about the credit limit is 12,000.
Oh, okay, no worries.
not a problem, basically. David, just log out of your online banking, please. Just log out. Let me know once you have logged out, David.
I'm going to see if I can get in before I know whether I've logged out or not.
Just check it.
Right, I've just logged in now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do I do? How do I actually log out?
Sign out. You don't just see on the right top inside. You see there's an option to sign out or log out, you know, anything?
There's nothing like that.
There's nothing like that?
No.
No worries. Get out of your, get back to your iPad. I will log out from my end, David, okay? But I would advise you, until and unless you hear it from me, for the next 24 hours, you are not advised to log in into your account anyhow, David.
Well, I press the button on the side of my screen on my iPad, mm-hmm. and Barclays is gone. I would have to log in again to get back into it.
No, don't log in again, okay? I will log it out from my end, okay? Just
yeah.
Don't open your Barclays account for the next 24 hours. Because, David, what we have found is that somehow your credentials have been compromised and someone is trying to use your online banking for doing fraud charges. Now tell me, have you ever shared your online user ID or passwords with anyone by any chance, David?
Well, not only to people I might be buying things from, but nothing else.
Like, have you given out your user ID or password? Why didn't you give your login credentials, you know, to them?
I've never given the number that I key in to anybody else.
Exactly. Right?
I mean, I've got a 5-digit number that I have to use to log in.
Oh, okay.
I've never given that to anybody.
Exactly. Because right now, David, what we have found is that your online banking is being used from the past 4 days. You know, like someone is trying to use your online banking for doing fraud activities. So we cannot take a risk at this present moment. Now, David, can you please help me out with your mobile number, please, just for the verification?
07... I have to think of it. Oh, God. Oh. Can't think what it is. I've got it in front of me turned on, but I don't know what the number is.
Uh-huh.
How can I find out? Ah, if I ring my landline, oh, no, that's no good because it's busy. Those 7108317 rings a bell, I think.
No issues. You can call on this number. Get your cell phone handy, please.
Yeah.
Try to call on this number. I'll give you a number to call on. It's 020.
Hang on.
020.
Hang on. I've got to open the thing up. Call that one.
Read me out the number once again, please.
020
mm-hmm.
3286 1894.
You call on this number, David.
It's a London number.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, so it says it's a London number.
Yeah, it's headquarters number.
It's now ringing.
Yeah, exactly. Not a problem, David. Now, David, basically at this moment, You know, can I put your call on hold? I just received an email from the headquarters, okay? I am putting a surveillance on your account for the next 24 hours, okay?
Okay.
I will put your call on hold. Just hold the line for a moment, please.
Okay. I am terribly worried. My account, my bank account, has been got at for the last 4 days. And that's what, it's not much money, but somebody's trying to send £900 abroad somewhere. Well, there is, but... Hello? Yeah?
Yep, I'm here.
Sorry, I was being talked to by somebody. I didn't hear any of that.
No. I'm working on your account.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Just bear with me for a while, okay? Don is working on your account, okay?
I'm just looking on my phone.
Okay, okay. Just bear with that, okay?
Yeah. Sorry? Hello?
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 Yeah.
Yeah, what do I do now?
Just bear with me for a while, okay? Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just check your mobile phone, sir. Have you received any text message?
Hang on. Have a look.
Yeah, just look over there.
I've got one message from 1425 saying, don't share this code with anyone.
Yeah. Just read me out the 6-digit code, which you can see over there.
Got a code with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 digits.
Yes. What do you see exactly, sir? Like, read me out the message, please.
You want to know what those 6 digits are?
No. What's the message you have received?
Oh, it just says, your secure OTP is this number. We'll never ask you for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not expecting
this contact.
Exactly,
that's for canceling your card. Exactly,
pardon?
For your cancel. That's for your cancellation of your card, David. Can you help me out with the 6-digit code?
Yes, it's 1000.
Mm-hmm.
60.
It's 1000060?
Yeah.
Right. Right. So the code, read me the code once again, please.
It's 1000060.
Okay. Now 1000060, right?
Yeah.
Read me out the full message, please, what you have received.
I haven't got a full message.
No, what message exactly did you have received?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, can you read me out the message what you have received?
Well, I haven't got a message anywhere.
You haven't got a message?
No. If I look on my today's messages, I had one at 1425, which was that one, but there's nothing else. That's the only one I've had.
Read me out the last message which you have received from Barclays.
That's the one. Don't share this code with anyone.
Read me out the full message, please. Read me out.
It's headline Barclays. It says, don't share this code with anybody. Your secure OTP is, and then the number.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After that? That's it. That's all what you've got.
It would say, we'll never ask you for it. No legitimate company will. Not expecting this. Contact us.
Exactly right. Now, basically, David, do you know how to write emails?
Yes.
Just open up your email.
Oh, God. Open it up on what? On my iPad?
Anywhere which you want. You know, you'll be sending an email.
Oh, I wish I got somebody to help me.
I'm like, you don't know how to write emails, David?
Well, I'm just getting back to the beginning.
Okay.
I'm not computer literate, so...
Oh, okay, no worries. I will send an email on your behalf, okay? Now, basically, David, just hold the line. You know, it will take 5 to 7 minutes, and just sending an email, you know, on your behalf, okay? Kindly hold the line patiently, right? Exactly. David, you there?
Yes.
David, I heard a word with the anti-fraud department regarding all of this, basically. Now, right now, things are actually very critical at this present moment. Now, David, if you can tell me, like, how far is the ban from you from ISIS?
Sorry, I didn't understand any of that. Could you repeat it?
I said, are you all by yourself?
Well, my partner's in another room, yes.
Okay. Now, David, how far is the ban from your place?
5 miles.
5 miles. And how do you go there? Like, do you drive or you take a bus?
I drive.
Huh? Okay. Now, basically, right now, you know, right now, what we are doing is, I will give you a call in the next 15 minutes, David, okay? I will call you up, okay?
I found the thing I was looking for. I've been chased quite a bit by a company called Fast Recovery Solutions. They're based in Belgium, apparently.
Oh.
And they said they've been trying to track some money down, which, I'll read it out. It says, I'm a senior recovery specialist for Fast Recovery Solutions. Our company specializes in locating fraudulent companies that were not segregating client funds. We've received over 32,000 complaints from traders about many companies. We've found out that such companies take the client funds and buy cryptocurrency to hide any trace. We've located the assets during the investigation and hired a full legal team for us to be able to locate and claim the funds. We are currently in the allocation phase whereby, based on your investment with the firm, you're entitled to a certain amount from the total funds claimed, subtracting the fees paid to the legal team and mining team. Sequels of this, I'm assigned by Fast Recovery Solutions to reach you and assist you in transferring the money into your crypto wallet and then to your bank account. Once the money's been received by your financial institution, there's a service fee of 3% to be paid to the company. If I receive $1,000, for instance, you'll pay $3,000. Let me know when we can schedule a call to allocate you the funds. I've never, ever had any funds from anybody.
Right. No worries. David, not a problem. I am working on your account. Give me 15 minutes of your time. 15 minutes. I will give you a call. 30 minutes. Give me 15, 20 minutes. I will ring you up. Okay? Just wait for my call, David.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Otherwise, right. I really would like to go to Barclays in Stratford and see somebody because I need some help.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Give me 15, 20 minutes. I'll help you out with it. Okay?
Okay.
Right.